Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. And our text today consists of two verses. And behold, verse 22, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, that is, when he saw Christ, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Apart from his preaching, it is not surprising that great multitudes followed the Lord Jesus wherever he went. No doubt it was the putting forth of his power in his miracles that drew most attention to him. Miracles wrought upon all kinds of individuals, with all kinds of problems and all kinds of spiritual and physical needs. For had we been there, had any one of us been there, no doubt we would be numbered with the multitudes also. For like the others, we would want to see the man who turned water into wine. The man who multiplied bread and fishes as he held them in his hands. We would want to see the man who calmed the storm. The man who was able to cure the sick. And the man who was able on many occasions to conquer Satan. We would want to see the man who healed the leper and the man who helped the laborers. We would want to see the man who gave sight to the blind, strength to the weak, speech to the dumb, and a song to the weary. For no one could give hope to the hopeless or help to the helpless like the Lord Jesus Christ. We no doubt would have followed the Lord, perhaps if for no other reason, to see his miracle working power. Now one such individual who sought him out was a man by the name of Jairus, one of the rulers of the synagogue. And as many others came to Jesus in their need, Jairus was such a man. The need he came to Jesus with involved his little daughter, just one of the many women we have been considering in this particular series of the wicked and wonderful women of the Bible. Perhaps none as young as this, but then the Savior was such a one who was interested in children, in the young, as well as adults. So when Jairus sought him out, he had quite a story to tell. And I want to focus my attention today upon Jairus' daughter and what the Lord did for his daughter. Often when we look at this portion of Scripture, we tend to focus more on Jairus himself and his going to the Lord and what the Lord did. But I want to look primarily at this little girl, 12 years of age, who was at the point of death. And as we look at this little girl of 12 years of age, we want to consider, first of all, a father and his daughter's sickness. Father and his daughter's sickness. All that we know about this man's daughter comes from the lips of Jairus himself. And here we are told, first of all, about his child. We read in verse 22, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. My little daughter, there you have Jairus' child. Jairus was concerned about his sick daughter, so he sought out the miracle worker himself, the Lord Jesus, and told him all about her. But according to Jairus, she was but a tender child. He said, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. And then it is revealed in verse 42. She was of the age of 12 years. So she was of a tender age. This was an awful young age for someone to be suffering from a life-threatening illness, whatever it was. And no wonder he was concerned about her. No wonder he sought the help of the Lord Jesus, that the Lord would come and do something for his daughter. For the state she was in, no one else could help her. No physician. No doctor. No one. But the Lord Jesus. In other words, this 12-year-old girl needed Christ. This 12-year-old daughter needed the Lord. And it reminds us of the many young men and women today who need Christ. Because they have not just a life-threatening illness, but a soul-threatening illness. And this illness or this sickness is sin. And it is a sickness that runs through the veins of all of mankind. Whether an individual is 12 months old or 12 years old or 120 years old, they all have this sickness. It affects the rich and the poor, the young and the old. And Christ is the only one who has the cure for the sin-sick soul. And so it is no wonder that Jairus was concerned about his daughter of such a tender age. And of course, he's not the first parent. Neither was he the last to show concern about their sin-sick children, sons and daughters, who need Jesus Christ. Not only was she a tender child, we can see that she was a treasured child. Jairus came to the Lord, and upon falling down before him, he besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. Those words would be enough to indicate to us that this 12-year-old was a treasured child of Jairus and his wife. Indeed, every child is a treasure. Treasure from the Lord. But Jairus and his daughter was special. To Jairus, his daughter was special because it is written in Luke 8 and verse 42, For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age. And so Jairus' daughter was his only daughter and possibly and probably his only child. And here she was at the very point of death. No doubt she was his special treasure. No doubt for Jairus, the sun rose and set upon her. And when he spoke to the Lord about my little daughter, he was using a term that refers to fond affection. That's what the words mean, my little daughter. It's a term that is used to express love and affection for an individual. So here is Jairus, and he's expressing to the Lord how much he loves his 12-year-old child. She was his treasure. And that treasure was about to be taken from him. This, of course, is the dread of many a mother and many a father, that they will lose their special treasure. They will lose their son or their daughter to sin, and to a sinful life, and to a lost eternity, because their son or their daughter is their special treasure. And every child that they have, whether it is one or many, each child is a treasure to that mother and that father. And they don't want to lose their treasure. And here was Jairus, and his daughter was at the very point of death. And he went and sought the Lord for the Lord to come and help. And again, parents today, as they have done so down through the years, and will do so until the Lord comes, seek the Lord. And pray that the Lord will answer prayer and save their special treasure, their sons and their daughters. And so Jairus' daughter was a tender child, a treasured child, and she was also a troubled child. Troubled by some mysterious illness, for we're not told what it was. Some mysterious illness from which she needed to be delivered. Of course, there are many young people today who are troubled. But it's no mystery why they are troubled. The devil has got a hold of them and fed them with drink and drugs. And they walk the dark side of the broad road which leadeth to destruction. They have a troubled mind, they have a troubled heart, they have a troubled life, a troubled home. And a mother and father will sit at home wondering what is to come, what is to be the end. What's going to happen to their troubled child? If something isn't done, they know that they will lose that son or that daughter which they treasure. Would anyone here be that troubled child? Troubled by sin. Sin that will lead into outer darkness if that sin is not dealt with. Is anyone here, a mother and father, who is praying on their behalf? Lord, deliver them from this trouble, this sickness of sin. And there's only one who can do that. There's only one person who can replace the troubled mind with a peaceful mind. There's only one who can replace a troubled heart with a peaceful heart. There's only one who can change a troubled home into a peaceful home. And his name is Jesus Christ, for he is the Prince of Peace. Praise the Lord. He's the Prince of Peace. And listen to what he has said. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. And when men are troubled about their sin, and troubled because of their sin, there is an answer, and the answer is Christ. And he's able to give peace. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you peace. That's what was on the mind of Jairus. His daughter was a tender daughter, a tender child. She was a treasured child and she was a troubled child. No wonder he was concerned. And no wonder he went in search of Christ. So we see here, first of all, then, his child. And then we consider her condition. And when Jairus met the Lord, he said, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death." Verse 23. And regarding these words, we see here a father's awareness. A father's awareness. In other words, Jairus was fully aware of his daughter's condition. For he said, "She is at the point of death." Now that word "point" is an interesting word, and it is translated in a number of different ways. It has been translated elsewhere in Scripture. The word that's translated "point" here has been translated elsewhere in Scripture as "last," "lost," "ends," "last state," or "latter end." Now you put all these meanings together, and we see that Jairus was well aware that his daughter was at her lowest, that she was coming near to her latter end. She was at the point of death. She was entering her last state before the breath left her body. And there is many a father who is aware of the sad, sinking, and serious state of his daughter or of his son. He's fully aware. Fully aware if something is not done, then that son will be lost or that daughter will be lost. And lost forever. He doesn't need a physician or a theologian to tell him. He's well aware. He can see it. And he knows that any second, any moment, that sickness can take them. Just reading yesterday of a footballer, soccer player in Italy, was playing in a game, and in the 31st minute of the first half, he collapsed on the field. He was dead before they got him to hospital. He was a fit man. He had to be. He was playing in the Italian league. He was a young man. He had to be. And yet the sickness that is called sin claimed him there in an instant. And he was in eternity. And is in eternity today. It happened yesterday and here we are in God's house today. And that man is in eternity as we sit here today in the Lord's house. That's a sobering thought. And there's many a parent, and they're aware of the wreck and ruin of sin in their children's lives. They can see it in those bloodshot eyes, or in that bloated face, or in those trembling hands. They can see what sin has done. So say we... That father doesn't need a doctor or a physician or a psychiatrist to tell him what's wrong. He knows. so he runs to the Savior, knowing that if something isn't done quickly, he's lost. You have a father's awareness. And you look here at Jairus and you see a father's anxiety. Obviously and naturally, this father was anxious about his daughter's condition. So anxious that he ran to meet the Lord Jesus. He ran to seek him out, to find him, and to tell him all about his daughter, his special treasure. He's so typical of so many fathers and mothers who are anxious about their son or their daughter's spiritual welfare. Anxious. Anxious about their state of their soul. Anxious about where they will be in eternity. Anxious about whether or not they will see them in heaven. Anxious. An anxiety that brings tears to the eyes. An anxiety that brings sleepless nights. An anxiety that brings them to their knees at the foot of Christ to pray, Lord, save my son or save my daughter. They run to him and tell him all about their son or their daughter who is dying in their sin. That's what Jairus did. Because he loved his special treasure. So we've seen his child. We've seen his concern. Next we see also that he cared. Jairus cared about his 12-year-old child. The words of our text demonstrate how much a father cared about his daughter. He went from his home where his seriously ill daughter was lying, where his daughter was at the point of death. When he left her, she was at the point of death. And he went to seek the Lord. And you know, whenever mothers and fathers seek the Lord about their children, that shows how much they care. The most caring parents are those who seek the Lord and pray for the spiritual welfare of their children. They're the ones who really care. And in the Gospels, indeed throughout Scripture, we are told about many parents who showed how much they cared about their children when they sought the Lord on their behalf. You know what's interesting? You look through the Gospels. You only ever read of parents praying for their children. You don't read of children praying for their parents. I have no doubt that took place. But again and again we read of parents seeking the Lord on behalf of their children. And surely that emphasizes, surely the Spirit of God is emphasizing by giving us these incidents of parents pleading with the Lord for their children. It emphasizes the fact that parents have a great care and a great burden for those whom they helped bring into the world. Turn to Matthew 17. Matthew 17 and verse 14. There in Matthew 17 verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, that is the Lord Jesus and Peter, James and John, they came down the Mount of Transfiguration, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son. For he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. So there was no help to be found in the disciples. You read verse 18. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Now you know why Jairus went and sought the Lord. Jairus knew only the Lord could deliver his 12-year-old daughter. And there you have a father seeking the Lord on behalf of his son. Turn to Mark chapter 7. Mark 7 and verse 25. Now if in the first case in Matthew 17 we've seen a father seeking the Lord on behalf of his son, here's a mother seeking the Lord on behalf of her daughter. Verse 25, and a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Notice each parent fell at the Savior's feet, just as Jairus did, emphasizing again the great burden that mother and father had. They fell down at the Savior's feet. They're about to plead with the Lord for their children. And you look there in Mark 7, and we have read verse 25 and verse 26. The woman was a Greek, Syrophoenician, by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. We read in verse 29. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to the house, to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. Father and mother plead for a son and a daughter. Now you have a father pleading for his daughter, falling at the feet of Christ. And again, this emphasizes the burden, the great burden that many parents have for their children. So we've seen a father in his daughter's sickness. Now we see a father and his daughter's support. For Jairus' daughter, it was important that she be given support at this time of a serious illness. And where did that support come from? Well, she received parental support. No doubt Jairus and his wife had set up with her daughter, maybe for days, through many a night, during her illness. That's what parents do. Sit up all night. They're taken to hospital. They'll sit by the bedside all day, all night, expressing an expression of their love for their treasure. And Jairus, on this occasion, left the bedside of his daughter. He left her at the point of death and went and sought the Lord. The situation was desperate. But isn't it often the case that we will seek the Lord when the situation is desperate? Over in Psalm 107, we see this in the children of Israel. Psalm 107, verse 11. Because they rebelled against the words of the Lord and contemned the counsel of the Most High, Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down. Listen. And there was none to help. It's almost as if the children of Israel looked around for somebody else to help them. But it says there was none to help. The next verse says, then, when there was none to help, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. When they were desperate, they sought the Lord. When they were in trouble, they sought the Lord. How often has that been the case? Only when men and women are desperate will they seek the Lord. And that's certainly what Jairus did. But we see here that this young woman was supported by a parent's prayer. Prayer of Jairus. For we read there in our text that when Jairus came to the Lord Jesus, we're told that he besought him greatly. So Jairus wasn't just saying his prayers. Jairus wasn't just repeating a vain repetition. He besought him greatly. Isn't that the best support anyone could give to a sick and dying girl? No better support could she receive. It is the best source of comfort in time of sickness or sadness to hear those words, I'm praying for you. I will remember you in prayer. I know you're sick. I've been told you're sick, but I want you to know I'll be praying for you. And here you have this little girl, 12 years of age. And maybe nobody else knew anything about her illness. But her mother knew and her father knew. And the Lord knew. That's the best part. The Lord knew. And she besought, or he besought him greatly. Jairus' daughter was given great support. And I have no doubt, although it's not recorded, of course, I have no doubt that when the Lord delivered that daughter of Jairus from the sickness and indeed from death, that his 12-year-old daughter thanked her father for praying for her. You listen to testimonies, haven't you? People have given their testimony and they've been born into a Christian home. They said they have Christian parents. And maybe they got away from the things of God and the things they were taught in the home. But whenever the Lord answered the prayers of their parents, they returned to be able to thank their mother and father. Thank you for praying for me. I must have broken your heart. I must have caused many a tear to fall. But thank you for praying for me. I have no doubt this girl, when she grew up, thanked her father for his prayer support. Thanked him for praying for her. Because it was through his prayers that his daughter was lifted up out of a bed of sickness, yea, out of a bed of death. That's the support that could be called the best support of all. You have a parent's prayer in this support, you have a parent's presence in this support that this little girl received. For while Jairus went seeking the Lord, his wife evidently kept vigil at her daughter's bedside. You look there at verse 40 of chapter 5 of Mark. Verse 40. And we are told, and they laughed him to scorn. And when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, namely Peter, James, and John, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. In other words, while Jairus went seeking the Lord, the little girl's mother stayed by her bedside. You know, when you read these stories, you come across today of parents abandoning their children. Those parents ought to be jailed for life. Read of one the other week there, of a newborn child, still alive, lying in a garbage bin, abandoning their children. A different spirit was with Jairus and his wife. For while Jairus was away seeking the Lord, his wife was there at home by the bedside, giving her daughter all the support that she could give. Mother and father, both of them had a burden. It's typical of many a mother and father today who share the same burden for their children. And so she received parental support. She received particular support. No doubt the mother tried to make her daughter as comfortable as possible under the circumstances. But Jairus had other things on his mind. He must find and tell the Lord Jesus all about his daughter. And he made this a priority. He must find Christ. He must seek the Lord. He did not go and tell anyone else his trouble. He did not go to anyone else, but he went to the Lord himself. He didn't unburden his heart to anybody else. He unburdened his heart to the Lord. We read there a few minutes ago about the father who met the Lord and his three disciples as they came down the Mount of Transfiguration. And we are told, again we'll read those verses, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. What's the father doing? He's unburdening his heart to the Lord. He's telling the Lord all about his son. Verse 16, and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. No doubt this father had unburdened his heart to the disciples as well, told them all about his son. But it says they could not cure him. Couldn't do anything for him. And here you have Jairus, and he unburdens his heart to the Lord, the only one who could do something for him, the only one who could do something for his daughter. You recall when Mary Magdalene stood there at the empty sepulchre. She saw two angels. And the two angels asked Mary, "Why weepest thou?" And she said, "They have taken my Lord away." And the angels told her, "No, he's risen. He's not here. He's risen." And then she heard a voice behind her. And that voice said, "Woman, why weepest thou?" In other words, the words of the angels did not bring any comfort to Mary. She's still weeping. She's still weeping. It was only when she spoke to the Lord. It is only when she unburdened her heart to the Lord that the tears were dried. For only the Lord is able to wipe away all tears from our eyes. It's good to be able to tell the Lord Jesus. You recall what the disciples of John the Baptist did. When John the Baptist was murdered, they went and got his body and they buried it. And then it says there in Matthew 14 verse 12, they went and told Jesus. What lovely words they are. They went and told Jesus. Jairus went and told Jesus. And believer, you and I can always go and tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Jairus went and told Jesus. And Jesus alone was able to help. You'll notice there that Jairus was a burden father. For it says he besought him greatly. The words mean he besought him with many things. Besought him with many things, that is, with many words or with many arguments. You can see a father pleading, pleading, pleading with many words. With many arguments, come and save my child. The word besought means to call to one side. Besought him. Lord, come to my side. Come and help me. Come and heal my daughter. He was a burdened father. He was a believing father. You look there at the words, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." He believed. He believed the Lord could do this. That's where we need to get to. We need to believe when we pray. Something else here. He said, "Come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed." Now, the word that is translated "healed" there, in the majority of cases, it is translated "saved." Isn't that interesting? "Come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be saved." And many times have parents repeated those words before the Lord. "Lord, put thy hand on my son. Lord, put thy hand on my daughter. that he may be saved, that she may be saved. Our time has gone. I'll just give you the points of the last part, or the last point in this message. You have a father and his daughter's Savior. His daughter's Savior. The daughter's Savior, of course, was Christ. For verse 24 says, Jesus went with him and much people followed him and thronged him. First of all, we notice Christ is a compassionate Savior. Jairus had done a good job. Come to my little daughter. My little daughter. Come to my 12-year-old, my treasure, my special treasure. And the Lord Jesus showed his compassion and went with Jairus. And he said to Jairus, Jairus, fear not, only believe. He's a conquering Savior. When the Lord Jesus came into the room, there lay the still form of this little girl. The Lord Jesus entered the room. Do you know something? When the Lord Jesus entered the room, that little girl had to rise again to life. The Lord Jesus could not go into that room and leave that room with that girl still dead. Because death could never get the victory in the presence of Christ. He met the widow woman of Nain. He raised her son to life. He stood outside the grave of Lazarus and he called Lazarus forth. He visits the bed of this little girl and raises her to life. And when he hung on the cross and the soldiers came, Christ was already dead. Because the two malefactors could not die before Christ. Because Christ is the resurrection and the life. He couldn't allow death to have the victory while he was there. He's the conquering Savior. He's the considerate Savior. Because when he raised her up, he charged them straightly that no man should know it and commanded that something should be given her to eat. He's a considerate Savior. Thought about the child. Give her something to eat. And you know what that little girl experienced? She would experience the rest of her days. A considerate Savior. One who would supply all her need. Just as the Lord has supplied all of our needs. We have experienced the conquering Savior in our lives. And have we not also experienced the considerate Savior? He cares for us every step of the way. How this little girl would have grown up to love the Lord with all of her heart, all because of what the Lord did for her. Let's bow our heads in prayer. O Lord and gracious God, we bless Thee for Thy miracle working power. We thank Thee also for that mother and father who were anxious about their daughter and did all that they could to see her saved. And how she was saved. Saved from illness, saved from death. And oh gracious Lord, there are many today who need to be saved. Saved for time and eternity. Answer the prayers of parents, we pray. Bring sons and daughters to Christ.